just going to roll through those, and today, the statement is, I am the bread of life. That's our I am for today. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to start off with the Old Testament. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start off by setting up the problem. Because here's what we're going to find. There's this universal human condition that I think we all relate with, and the Bible gets it, the Bible addresses it, and it's a problem. So we're going to set up the problem, and then we're going to go to the I am statement in John chapter 6, and that's going to be, I think that's going to pose the answer to the problem. Okay, so that's going to be our plan for today. By the way, guys, thanks for coming out to our park service today. We want to take advantage of it before fall fully sets in. Just get one more outdoor service together. You guys that are out there in the back in the sun, feel free to come in. We still have some shaded areas up here. It will get brutal out there. So feel free to come in. That's okay. We can crowd with each other. That's fine if you guys want to. Anyway, okay, so Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Now, before we get started, let me just go ahead and pray. God, thank you for this time together as a family to enjoy the outdoors, to enjoy the beautiful weather. God, I pray you can just help us to focus on you and your word today, that we can get something out of this, Father, that helps us, that moves us, that gets us a little bit closer to you, helps us understand you a little bit deeper. God, help us to consider what it is that your son is the bread of life. God, I think that's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Just help us be here today, be present, be focused on you and your word. God, help us just worship and glorify you. Father, we love you. We're grateful for you. Pray all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I should mention, gosh, it's been a pretty exciting week in our church, I feel like.
Yeah,
right? Wednesday, we had our first all-together midweek in a long time,
when
we talked about healthy outreach. And my gosh, that's an amazing time. Right? And then, of course, Friday, we had a church cookout where we celebrated the engagement. And because of that, Michaela's parents are in town, so we have Michaela's parents. On Saturday, we celebrated the one-year birthday of Waverly. Michaela's parents are in town, right? And then, you guys clap at your own pace. Make that happen. My parents are in town. My aunt, Jan. So Stacey's saying it's the unofficial appearance weekend of the church. Okay, so Ecclesiastes, are we all there? Ecclesiastes, we're going to start off with chapter 1. Now, Ecclesiastes is written by...
Verse 1.
Chapter 1? Oh, verse...
You said 3.
Oh,
chapter
3. Chapter 1.
Oh.
Verse 12. Here we go. We're going to chapter 3 later. That might be why I said that. Ecclesiastes is written by Solomon. Now, he's the son of David. Y'all know David. Maybe some of us are a little less familiar with the son Solomon. It says Solomon was gifted with wisdom. Like this supernatural wisdom. Doesn't mean spirituality, all right? Because our boy Solomon, he got into some stuff. But wisdom. And so what Solomon endeavored to do with his wisdom was to investigate the problem. He was going to investigate, is there any meaning in life? Where's the meaning? And so Solomon, he put all of his resources and time and energy into this problem. And so here, chapter 1, verse 12, it says, I, the preacher, have been king over Israel and Jerusalem. And I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is meaningless in striving after the wind. Solomon saw this problem. He's like, I want to find meaning in life. And Solomon had more resources than anybody to put towards this meaning. You can look and see the first, second Kings. You can see the resources that Solomon had. And he would throw these massive parties. He would have the entire city over these huge festivals. He'd get these bands to play. He'd get all this food. I mean, it's crazy how much he put towards this. Our boy Solomon had 300 wives, 700 concubines. 1,000 women. All right? He built houses for all of his wives. He built parks. He dug lakes and reservoirs, and he just put, he strove after everything he possibly could. Is there meaning in relationships? Is there meaning in lust? Is there meaning in parties? Is there meaning in public service? Is there meaning in any of this? And his ultimate conclusion is no, there's not. All is meaningless. Except one thing. So I'm going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So this is a big screen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 9. And here's something we found out. And so I'm painting the problem right now. We will get to the answer. The problem is Solomon is finding out life is meaningless. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, starting in verse 9, it says, "What gain has the worker from his toil? I've seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He's made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he's put eternity into man's heart, so he cannot find out what God has done from beginning to end." So Solomon applied himself to this experiment, applied himself to investigating, is there any meaning in anything under the sun? Okay, that's an important phrase, under the sun. God's above the sun, okay? So is there any meaning outside of God in life? He found out there's this eternal-sized hole in our life. Okay, so here's the problem. Here's the fundamental problem. We all, I think, feel that gaping hole inside us. Get it? There's something missing. There's something off about life. There's something wrong about the world. There's some gaping emptiness in me that I'm trying to fill. Okay? And here's the thing. tell me what we got to do. Tell me what I got to work at so I can get that food. I want that food. That's where their minds are going to be at. I want that food. Tell me what I got to do to get that food. So Jesus just totally.
covenant, that's what he